السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله الحسين، سلم لمن سالمكم وحرب لمن حاربكم. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's journey towards Kufa begins in the esteemed city of Medina, the city of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And then it continues towards the city of Makkah, the holy city of Allah. After having to leave the holy city of Allah, Imam Hussein alayhi salam proceeds towards the city of Kufa at the behest of thousands of letters inviting him to the city of Kufa. But eventually Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his caravan of family and friends was forcefully prevented from going to Kufa and was placed under siege in the land of Karbala. While Imam Hussein alayhi salam was in the city of Makkah, he recited a beautiful dua, a beautiful supplication on the day of Arafah in the plains of Arafah by the name of Du'a-i Arafah. These are some of his excerpts. As you perfected for me all the graces and warded off all misfortunes, my ignorance of you and my challenging you has not stopped you from showing me that which takes me near to you and from leading me to that which grants me nearness to you. In this beautiful passage, we humbly learn so many beautiful points, but let's just focus on a few. Number one, have we ever thought about all the graces and blessings which Allah has provided for us? Just take your physical presence as an example. How perfect has Allah created your body parts, all in harmony with one another. One part never overstepping its bounds, the other never crossing its limits. The perfection of how your nose smells, the perfection of how your eyes see, the magnificence of your heart, for it never takes a break in the entirety of your life, and the beauty of your lungs as they filter the air for your convenience, the perfection of your hands, the perfection of your feet, the grace of standing upright, the placement of your ears, the fingerprints on your fingertips, the number of fingers on each of your hands, and the list goes on and on. Number two, we're always grateful for what Allah has provided us with, or at least we try to be. But have we ever thought about the countless misfortunes that Allah has repelled from us? How many a misstep has He corrected? How many a blunder has He fixed? How many a tribulation has He averted? How many accidents has He prevented? So all thanks be to Allah, for He has safeguarded and protected us from so many trials and tribulations and misfortunes. And may Allah always do the same. Number three, after all this, what do we do? We ignore Allah. We forget about Allah. We either blame Allah for our troubles or we look past Allah in our times of joy. What a pitiful creature. What a runaway servant. What a disobedient and ungrateful being. We ignore Allah. We look past Allah. We blame and we fight and we argue with Allah. We challenge Allah. But still, despite all of this, the all-merciful Allah, the all-compassionate Allah, the ever-forgiving Allah, has kept the door of forgiveness and mercy open for us all. All we have to do is walk through it. Despite all that we may have done, the all-merciful Allah, the all-compassionate Allah, the ever-forgiving Allah has showed us the way that takes us near to Him. All we have to do is walk the path. This is CubeSync, syncing you up with the reality wherever you are.